Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The man behind the Taj Mahal in Atlantic City got to see the real thing today.
This might have been his biggest crowd yet, and we go there now. New Delhi and CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, hello from across the world. Tell us about these first few hours of the president's visit.
Hey, fellas, and good evening from New Delhi, where it's actually 10 and a half hours ahead of you guys. It's 7:16 p.m. But some of the pictures coming out of this trip so far have been pretty incredible. I mean, President Trump spoke to his largest rally crowd yet. Namaste Trump was the event at the largest cricket stadium in the world. More than 100,000 people, many of them wearing these white hats with Trump on the brim. The president also walked hand in hand with his wife, admiring the Taj Mahal, the real one. I'm not sure if he has been asked yet whether he likes the real one better than the one he made for Atlantic City, but he certainly called it a fantastic visit, and you could tell just by the fact that he and Melania Trump stood there for many minutes just taking it all in, how much it meant. He told reporters it was a very romantic scene.
We had Howdy Modi when the Indian leader was in Texas, and now we have Namaste Trump. These two men really seem to hit it off.
Well, they did, and look, this trip may wind up being more about pomp than progress, at least when it comes to trade. The president has talked about how he wants to strike a trade deal with India, but he also noted in his remarks today that Narendra Modi, the prime minister, is a tough negotiator. This country is in the middle of an economic slowdown right now, and Modi's government has put in place some protectionist measures to prop up India's manufacturing sector. And that's one of the reasons why the White House has lowered expectations for a trade agreement with India. But the president did say today that the Indians have vowed to purchase $3 billion worth of U.S.-made military equipment, including helicopters, and that'll be part of tomorrow's meetings and discussions.
All right, from 10 and a half hours away, Stephen Portnoy, thank you.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. We'll be right back.